faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Clark Kent speeds to final action against Zara, chief racketeer and murderer, his boss, Perry White, is annoyed and mystified at a new and strange trouble affecting his staff.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, even if you'd never met those characters on the comic buttons that you're all collecting in the new series that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep, you'd still want all 18 of them. Sure, because the colors are so bright and clear, those buttons really show up when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. But since you know all the characters and follow their adventures in the funny papers, why, it's even more fun. Take a Brenda Starr, for instance, with her curly red hair, or Vitamin Flintheart, derby hat and long hair and fur coat and all, or Superman himself. Yes, sir, those Pep comic buttons are mighty nifty and so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. The only way you can get them is to ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and look for your comic button inside every package you open. And look for some doggone good eating, too, because Pep's a ringer when it comes to crispness and flavor. Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. Every spoonful is loaded with sunny, golden-toasted goodness that keeps you digging in for more. Fact is, gang, Pep tastes just as good as it is good for you. So remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Because she uncovered a racket in which a fortune teller and a dishonest lawyer were about to swindle a poor spinster named Miss Louisa out of her life savings, Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet, was abducted by the racketeers and taken to a hideout in the outskirts of Metropolis. There, planning to put himself beyond the reach of the police by eliminating all who had knowledge of his crime, Zara, the fortune teller, shot his lawyer accomplice and then prepared to do away with Lois and Miss Louisa. Meanwhile, several miles away, Clark Kent and Police Inspector Henderson were hiding in the cellar of Zara's city house, where they had tapped the telephone wire in the hope that Zara's sister, Nella, would phone her brother and so give them a clue to the hideout. As we continue now, Inspector Henderson is growing restive. Listen.
Look, Kent.
Yeah?
We released Nella over 30 minutes ago.
I know.
If she were going to call the fortune teller, she'd have done it by now. I think she smelled a rat.
Wait a minute, Inspector. Wait. She's walking to the phone now.
How do you know?
Can't you hear her walking?
Sure. But how do you know she's going to the phone?
It's just a hunch. Get set now.
You're right, Kent. I heard the click. Let's count the dials now as they come through.
Right.
A single click. Check. Then three. That's the exchange symbol.
Single click, then three, yeah.
Yeah. Now, four clicks.
Check.
Two, three, four, five, six. Six, Kent.
Six, right.
And now two.
Check.
And hold it now. One, two, three, four.
Got it. One and three clicks for the exchange, then the number 4624.
Let's see. Yeah, that's the way I marked it.
Wait a minute. Phone's ringing.
Yeah, and here's hoping Zara answers. Then we'll hop over to the nearest telephone exchange and trace the number.
Yes. Come on, answer.
Oh, if only she didn't call the meat market or something.
Don't talk that way, Inspector. This is our only hope of finding Lois and Miss Louisa.
Wait.
Hello?
Zara?
Is that Inspector?
Wait,
yes.
Nella, this is Zara.
Fool, I told you not to call me.
Well, I had to, Zara. This is your...
Yes, it's Zara, all right. So long, Inspector.
Hey, where are you going? Can't trace that number, of course. See you later.
Hurrying through the dark cellar, Clark Kent strips off his business suit. And a moment later, unseen by Inspector Henderson, a figure in blue costume and red cape leaps up through a cellar window.
Up and away!
Circling high into the sunlit sky, Superman speaks to the Metropolis telephone building. A few minutes later, while Superman waits tensely for a telephone employee to trace the number, Zara descends to the basement of the bungalow hideout, where Pinky, his henchman, stands guard over Lois Lane, whose hands are bound behind her. Little Miss Louisa, her arms also bound, lies unconscious on the floor.
All right, Pinky. We can proceed now with our unfinished business.
Now, look here, Zara.
Quiet, Miss Lane. Who just called on the phone, Zara?
Nella, she wanted to tell me that the police know all about us.
They do?
You bet they do. And if you're half as smart as you think you are,
I told you to shut up, sister. Hey, look, Zara. the cops are wise to us, this ain't so good. Maybe...
Relax, Pinky. There's nothing to worry about.
But look, if the cops know everything like now...
I said there's nothing to worry about. With Harris already out of the way, all we have to do now is get rid of both
Miss
Lane.
Get rid of... You mean...
Exactly. Then there is no case against me for participating in a racket or anything else.
Oh, but that's where you're wrong, Zara. The police know all about you.
The police can do nothing when there is no one to make a complaint against me and no witnesses to testify against me. You see?
But you shot Harris. That's murder.
Yes. But only you, Miss Louisa, and Pinky know that. In a moment, you and Miss Louisa won't be able to testify against me. And I can trust Pinky not to.
And how? Gee, you got it figured out perfect, Zara.
Of course I have. I told you there was nothing to worry about. And now, my dear Miss Lane...
No, put that gun down.
You were very clever to have figured everything out so well. But unfortunately for you and Miss Louisa, you were too clever. And so I did you...
No, don't shoot!
Come on! Not so fast, Mr. Fortune.
What? Superman! Thank heaven!
I'll take that gun, please.
But go out. Kill
you, Zara! Shoot!
You'll
kill nobody anymore, Zara. Now give me that gun.
No, I said...
All right, then. Look into your crystal ball and see what's coming.
Oh. Superman! Look out for Pinky!
I'll take care of you, mister. Like this. Holy smokes. The bullets bounced off.
Yes, and before you spray any more lead around, I'll bounce this off you.
Oh.
Think that takes care of them? You all right, Miss Lane?
I'm just a little weaker than me.
I suppose this lady is Miss Louisa.
Yes, the poor old girl fainted when we heard Zara shoot Harris.
Zara shot him?
Uh-huh. Oh, Superman, if you hadn't arrived just when you...
No, take it easy, Miss Lane. Everything's under control now. As soon as I get these ropes off Miss Louisa and you, we'll all take a little trip to headquarters. Now, just take it easy for a second.
Working swiftly, Superman frees Lois and Miss Louisa and takes them to police headquarters. A short time later, after preferring charges against the sullen Zara, Lois takes the much-shaken little spinster home and then returns to the Daily Planet, where she writes her page one story and places it on Editor White's desk.
There you are, Chief. A grade-A scoop, all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Nice going, Lois, nice going. But don't do that to me again. I must have lost 10 years of my life while you were missing.
Don't think I didn't, too. And poor Miss Louisa.
Oh, yes. How is she?
Oh, a little shaky, but all right. I don't think she'll believe any fortune tellers again.
No one in his right mind should believe fortune tellers. The future is a closed book. Anyone who claims he or she can see into it is a phony.
You don't have to tell me that. Oh, incidentally, I ran into Clark at headquarters, Chief.
Huh?
After he understood that the story was entirely under control, thanks to Superman and yours truly, he said to me to tell you he was going over to the hospital to see Jimmy.
Oh, well, he'll find that Jimmy's going to go along fine. I just talked to the doctor.
Oh, good.
Yes? Oh, what is it, Eddie?
A telegram just came for you, Mr. White.
Yeah? Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, Miss Lane.
Hi, Eddie.
Gee, you sure had us worried about you. Glad to see you looking okay.
Thanks, Eddie. Everything's fine now.
That's swell. See you later.
You bet.
What the... No, I don't believe it.
Don't believe what, Chief?
They can't do this to me. Do you hear me, Lois? They can't do this to me.
What are you talking about?
I won't have it. Nobody ever did this to me before. And now I get three in a row. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. I won't have it, I tell you. I won't have it.
His face purple, his eyes fairly popping. Editor Perry White shakes the telegram above his head and chokes with rage as Lois Lane watches in wonderment. What has happened? We'll return in a moment to find out. So stand by for the tense climax of today's episode.
Say, there's a young fellow in our block who's got a new game. It's built around those comic buttons in the new series that you fellows and girls are all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pet. Now, maybe you'd like to try it. It's a guessing game, identifying the different funny paper characters, and you get a score every time that you know the right answer. For instance, one time it might be about the hats that they wear. You know, somebody might ask, who wears a soft felt hat? And the answer would be Chief Brandon. Or, who wears a feather for a hat? And the answer would be the little moose. Or maybe, who never wears a hat? Why, Superman, of course. Yes, sir, there's no end to the fun you can have with these Pep comic buttons. And you know the best part is, they're so easy to get.
Sure.
You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button, an exclusive prize for you inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. Pep's a prize when it comes to good eating, too. So crisp and fresh and tasty, it makes you want to pitch right in and eat a hearty breakfast. And Mom will tell you that Pep's good for you, too, with all that energy, vitamin B1 and sunshine vitamin D. Remind her right now to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Editor Perry White has just received a telegram which threw him into a wild, incoherent rage. Now, in his office, as Lois tries to calm him, he shouts...
Listen to me, Lois! Why have all the crazy, ridiculous...
Chief, please, calm calm down. What is it? What happened?
What happened? Why, this telegram. That's what happened. Here, look at it. Read it yourself. It's incredible. It's preposterous.
Regret must refuse assignment, signed Hanley.
How do you like that?
What does this mean, Chief? Who's Hanley? What assignment?
Hanley is the third local correspondent in as many days who accepted an assignment to cover a simple story, and the third one to quit like this without giving a reason.
Really? That's strange.
Strange? Why, it's...
This telegram was sent from Freeville. Where's that?
Oh, about 2,000 miles southwest of here.
Oh, well, what is it you wanted?
All I wanted from each of those three quitters was a simple human interest story on the effects of the drought out there in Freeville. That's all.
Drought?
Yes, drought. That means dry spell. No rain. Don't you understand plain English?
All right. Now, calm down, Chief. I still don't understand
you,
what
you... Of course you don't understand. Neither do I. Except that it's supposed to be the rainy season out there now, and for some strange reason, there's been no rain for 26 days.
So what?
So I smell a story. I write our local correspondent near Freeville to do a little yarn in the drought, and he says fine.
Yes.
And the next day, I get his telegram, quitting the assignment.
But why?
How do I know why? What? He didn't say. Neither did the other two so-called reporters.
Now, Chief.
They just accepted the assignment and then sent me a wire the next day refusing.
That doesn't make sense.
You are telling me. Well, where's Kent?
I told you, Chief. He went over to the hospital to see Jim.
Well, get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Tell him I want him to take the next plane to Freeville and find out.
Wait a minute. Let me go, Chief.
You?
Yes, let me go to Freeville. There's something odd about this, and it sounds interesting. There might be a good story in it, and I'd like to go.
I'd rather cancel this job. After all, there may be trouble.
I've had three straight scoops while I was on vacation. Please let me handle the Freeville story, please.
Oh, but
Chief.
No, thanks, Chief.
You're a dog.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Joe. I'm not sure.
I'll take the first lane out of here to Freeville, and I'll contact you as soon as I get there.
But, Lord.
So long. I'm on my way.
Ignoring Editor White's protests, Lois Lane dashes out of the office and gets on her way to Freeville, believing herself to be on the trail of an intriguing story. But apparently there's more to this story than appears on the surface. Else why did three correspondents accept the assignment and then abruptly resign? There are strange things going on in the sleepy little village of Freeville, as Lois Lane will discover when she arrives there and steps into trouble. As serious trouble as the girl reporter has ever encountered, and as serious as any that has ever involved Superman. You won't want to miss a single episode of our thrilling new story that gets underway tomorrow. So be sure to be with us right from the beginning. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, there's almost no end to the fun you can have with Kellogg's variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 individual packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and Pep. You can take your choice every morning. Pick out your own private box of cereal. Makes breakfast a picnic. And sister will get a kick out of the cutout dolls on the bottom of the tray. Cut them out and dress them up and play all sorts of games with them. Tell Mom to be sure to get Kellogg's. Kellogg's variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.